Warpipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Warpipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I'm NES Addict.
Yeah, we're back at it. We're in summer heat, tank top season. It's a hot one.
The NES Addict is hot.
I only imagine. Yeah, you were saying there's no vents or anything in there.
You see this door?
Right.
So this leads to like a storage space over my garage.
Okay.
You can just feel the heat coming out of the crease of that door. It's just like so hot.
Jeez. Yeah. I got a little fan set up in the game room in here, but no AC. So we'll suffer for a bit to make the podcast, I guess.
Absolutely.
So in news, we were chatting last Warpipe Wednesday, I believe, about we were talking about gamer tattoos.
Yeah.
So I actually had an appointment with the artist I was talking about. I got in yesterday to do like a consultation of kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But he's pretty booked up. So my appointment to actually get it done is, I think, September 5th.
Oh, that's not too bad. I thought you were going to be like 2024.
Right. So he's like, I might be able to get you in on a Thursday because I'm usually off, but it would be like super last minute. So I was like, all right. So we're going to start with the outline. So I gave him a bunch of different kind of like video game themes to go with, but I do want to get a Metroid on the shoulder kind of over here. And I told him maybe the Samus S, and then a few other characters I was going to get was like Zelda. I want maybe a Jason mask that's like teal from like NES.
You want Zelda or Link?
I'll probably do Link. And I told him maybe you could put some rupees like as filler, like in between.
There you go.
I mentioned Ninja Gaiden and Contra, maybe getting the Spreadshot logo.
That'd be sick.
Thought that'd be neat. What else? Other franchises that it said Castlevania, I think. So I'm not sure what I could pull from there. I don't know if you do like an 8-bit Simon or. So,
you know what I want from Castlevania? It's okay. Actually Castlevania 2.
Okay.
The blue wolf in the woods.
Oh, okay. Well, that made me think because, well, if I'm getting spread, I could almost do like the holy water. Like
yeah.
Sprite or cross or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that blue the blue wolf like rah,
yeah, I just like the way that dude looks.
Nice. Yeah, he stands out. Good bright color.
Yes.
So we'll see. I'll get that going. I did get some pickups. I picked up two games.
Nice. What'd you get?
So I could showcase those. I'm late to the party on this one, but I did pick up Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Ooh, nice.
I got it on the PS5.
What'd that run you?
I think it was $30. Yeah, I don't think it was too much more than that. I just got it on Amazon, and I got it on PS5 because one of my buddies has it on PS5 so we can play online together.
Makes sense.
And it has the new, you get the new DLC where you can play as, what's his name there? The rabbit.
Yosagi Ojumbo?
Yeah. So I was like, sweet. So I only played it once, so I'm excited to jump into that. And then when we went to PAX East back in March, we tried out a game, and they were sold out at the convention. So it got in stock on GameStop and also on Amazon, which I picked it up. So I got this for the Switch. It is called Gal Guardian. And it has like these anime-ish girls. She's got like an Uzi on it, but if you look at the back of the gameplay, it kind of looks like a Castlevania-ish.
Yeah, I was about to say Symphony of the Night kind of.
Right. So it kind of plays like that, like a side-scroller adventure game. Fight your way across this 2D side-scrolling adventure alone or in two-player mode, switching between the Kamizio siblings from the hit series Galgun.
Must be in Japan.
Right. So. And I think, again, I think that was like $30. So I picked those two games up. I'll definitely get the Turtles first. I kind of want to finish some other games where I start that one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up anything, but Southeast Game Exchange is like 3 days away. It's the 12th today, so I guess it'll be here Saturday. And so looking forward to seeing some people coming into town. I know Retro Rick's coming. Ricky. my counterpart. I'm White Ricky. He's Brown Ricky. Gabbo's coming. Obviously, Riff's coming. Let's see who else
is Chris coming or no?
Oh no, NES Complex will not be here. Tyler from My Retro Life will be here.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, Mort's gonna be here.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other people. So
sweet. Yeah, should be a good time for sure. And you said you're gonna be able to. You were announced as a guest as well. So last minute, you jumped on.
Yeah, yeah. They put me on. Yesterday they texted me to make sure I was still coming. So sorry, I'm frozen here.
I was like, Jay's dumbfounded face.
my computer hates me tonight, clearly.
Clearly. I got stock photo Jay here.
I don't know what the deal is with this stupid setup, but it's making me upset. Maybe well, I'll be back.
For the audio listeners, it doesn't matter.
That's true. That's true. And there we go.
There we go. I have been playing Tears of the Kingdom again, and David Apuza has been helping me out. So I have beaten all the shrines. I got the Master Sword. I did a little bit of the depths. So I'm just trying to kind of level up a little bit before I go fight Ganondorf and see if I could beat the game. There I'm not trying to go crazy with it. Dave, I think, is 200 plus hours into the game.
Lord, how?
He said he already beat Ganondorf, and then it shows you your percentage. So he's only 60% done with the game. So he's got to do all the side quests and all that stuff.
Where does he find 200 hours of spare time?
Seriously,
that absolutely blows my mind. I don't anybody with kids. I don't know how they do that. It borderline pisses me off, David, because I don't think I have that much spirit. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm just poorly using my time.
I will say, like, his job helps because Dave's a photographer. So
that is true.
His job would consist like, okay, Saturday I have a wedding, but then maybe Monday through Friday, there's not much going on for work wise.
So I just chose the wrong path in life. Should have been a photographer.
I guess so.
Well, I probably wouldn't be as good.
So I've been playing that and just hanging out. I did go to the pool. Steph's aunt has a pool, so she invited us over. So we brought the baby to the pool and we got a little like raft. So we popped her in that and she was having a good time in the pool. So
nice. Yeah, I just got back from Ohio this past week. So me and Russ pre-recorded the last week worth of content, and we did some pool time there. We actually went to this place called Mohican Lodge. It's in Ohio, and they had this really sweet outdoor pool, so we spent a lot of time out there. And my son did like the craziest thing while we were there. My son, there was this little toy, and it dropped down to the bottom of the 10-foot pool, and at some point he just decided he was going to swim down there and get it. And he's like only 7. Mm-hmm. But he just went to the bottom, grabbed it, came back up, took a breath a little too early, came up coughing, but.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, they have those games too, that they're almost like little torpedoes that
you
do when you throw those and they sink and you go get them.
Yep. Yeah. I used to always search for pennies and like money when I was a kid.
In like pools, public pools. Who's well, swimming with change?
Well, like, no, like I would throw it in on intentionally find it. Yeah. Did you guys ever do that?
Are you swimming in wishing wells, Jay?
Yeah, it was like Scrooge McDuck, you know, jumping in the money.
Nice. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. My TikTok has been giving me some issues this week. It seems like people keep telling me they don't see my videos. Like they can see where it's supposed to be, but when they click on it, it won't play. So I don't know.
Oh.
Me and technology are not getting along this week. I went on my phone and deleted a bunch of apps, tried to like create some storage. I don't know if it's a storage issue with a phone or if it's just like I need to delete the app and reinstall it. But the problem is I don't remember what my password was. I know that I usually use variations of the same password. So it's probably that, but I'm scared to delete it and never get any of my stuff back. You know?
Right, right. That could be an issue. Yeah, I was having that issue too of like technology stuff. I was going to edit a thumbnail and it wouldn't let me edit stuff in Photoshop, and it was like your storage disk is full or something's full. So I had to go through and like delete a bunch of stuff in my downloads folder, because I would, you know, when I'm editing projects, I'll download photos or maybe certain soundtracks. So it just kind of all built up. So I was trying to clear a ton from my computer, because when I do edit, all my main footage is on my external drive. I have a 5 terabyte drive for editing. So everything's on that, not on the main computer. The main computer has a terabyte worth of storage, but, you know, random apps and stuff, like you said, ends up filling it up and then it's getting slow.
You know, like you would think that Mac could put a little bit more storage and memory in their computers for as much as you pay for them.
I know.
I feel like they don't give you anything.
I had to. So I have updated this computer. I forgot what year this computer is. Let's see. Does it say on here about this Mac?
I think mine's a 2017.
It doesn't say which version this is, but it's fairly newer. But I went to go do, me and David did a wedding together. He was doing photography and it was one of our friends, and she asked me to do a video for the wedding. So I shot a video for her. I'm like, I normally don't, but I'll do it for you. So I made them like a wedding DVD so they can have. But I did this before a few years ago for another friend. I actually had to buy an external CD drive for my computer because it no longer has a computer CD drive in it.
Yeah. So the same, I bought two DVD drives for this computer. Neither one of them are compatible, even though the box said they would be.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And I was having issues, Sony. Also because of the, when I upgraded, everything switched to USB-C. So I have to use a dongle with the DVD drive to plug it in. So it wasn't registering right. It was a pain. I finally got it working so I could get her 4 DVDs. And I did put all those videos to a USB drive also, which I put in the little package for her, which is weird. When you go to burn the DVD, the highest quality you can do is 720.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, 1080 is on the USB drive if you want to look at the cleaner version.
So what's funny about wedding videos is my wife and I got married, like, I think it's going to be 12 years ago, I think, in August. And one of her mom's friends did wedding videos. So we just paid him like $100 to do it. Dude, my son could have made a better wedding video than that.
Really?
Yeah. Like I used to work at a skate park and there's this kid, my friend Tyler, shout out to Tyler Demery. He made skate videos and we were like, we should have just paid Tyler because he wanted to come anyway. He would have made a way better video. I don't think I've watched it in 12 years because it's that bad.
Jeez.
When I was watching, I was like, we seriously paid for this? Anyway.
Yeah, I set it up pretty good. Like, obviously, this is not my business. And the only reason she asked me is because I used to work alongside David as like a assistant. Yeah, I'd carry his gear, help give him whatever lens he wanted and this and that. And I brought my camera along because why not? I'm there. And I was at the time kind of doing vlog videos on the YouTube channel. So I would vlog essentially our trip to like these weddings. So that's how she kind of got an eye on David and was like, oh, I want him to do our wedding for photography. So she just asked me to put a video together for her because she knows I do plenty of videos. So I shot, like, basically what I did is I did a condensed version of the day in like a 4 to 5 minute video with like a song. So you see like, okay, them getting ready, a first look,
right?
Then like the ceremony very quickly, like the I do's, then it's like party stuff, cut the cake. So you get a full general idea. If you couldn't go to the wedding, this is what happened.
Right. That's awesome. That's very cool of you.
And then with the USB drive and all that, I gave them long uncut versions of here's the ceremony, here's the first look, here's the speeches, like stuff that people in the party would want to watch essentially, but not like, you know, a non-person, like, I don't want to watch this long speech or whatever.
Right.
But she liked it. They enjoyed it. And this way they can cherish it. I made my own wedding video.
That's amazing.
I had to be in the wedding and film it. It was great.
Like, did you have like a selfie stick?
Oh, like even crazier. I had the drone. I had a drone flying shot and we're walking. And I think my arms either around Steph and I have the controller like behind her, flying the drone back.
No way.
So I got some shots like that. And then just during our ceremony, it was very small. I set up a camera on, I have like one of those motorized, it just goes back and forth, like a track. So I set one camera up like that, going back and forth. And then like my GoPro just for a different angle so I could switch back and forth.
That's so funny, Russ.
And basically what I did was for people who don't know, I guess this video will be all about wedding and technology.
How interesting.
I recorded our my proposal, and essentially we did 2 days. I did the wedding ceremony one day, and we did the party the second day. So it was just like my mom, her mom, dad, brother, and sister. And it was David who's doing the photography, and David's brother was actually the justice of the peace.
Nice.
So that was it. So I filmed all that stuff, put together the video that same night. So the next day we did our wedding, was in the backyard at our family's house. And my buddy Ant came down, set up tents because he has like a party rental business. So he did tents, tables, and chairs for us. And then Anthony, David's brother, was the DJ. So he DJs as well. And then wow. I had him play the video. He had a screen. So you got to see the proposal, and then it cut, and it was like this many months later, and you got to see the wedding that happened the day before. So even though no one else was there except immediate family, you got to see how it would unfold or whatever.
What is David's brother's name?
Anthony.
So it could be like David and Anthony's one-stop wedding shop between the photography, the DJing, and the justice of the peace.
Right. And I think we were the first people that he what would you say? Wed it?
I think or wed.
Ordained? I don't know. That he hooked up. So, yeah, super cool. Yeah, we'll have to go back. We ended up getting married at a place called Harkness Park.
Harkness Park?
With the H.
Oh, okay, I was like, that seems pretty unoriginal. Welcome to Harkness Park. Anyway. Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to throw this in. So, like, 2 years ago, Haley and I went back to where we originally got married, and it's this bed and breakfast in Ohio. So, you know, we hang out, we drink some champagne, we hang out, kind of walk the backyard where we had gotten married, just kind of revisit it. It wasn't as well kept as it had been previously. Mm-hmm. And then we go out to the restaurant, get some dinner, come back, hang out for a little while, watch some TV, and then we go to bed, right? And we're like sound asleep. It's probably like 12:30, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something just shakes the bed like crazy hard. And I was like, I woke up like pretty alarmed. And I'm pretty sure I was like, WTF, like, what was that? And Haley's freaking out. I'm freaking out. And so we're trying to like reach for flashlights or turn on the light, you know. But we turn on the light, and this humongous mirror that had been like on this like fireplace that was basically in front of the bed had just fallen to the floor and just smashed everywhere.
And jeez, that'd be so loud.
It shook the whole bed. It terrified me. So like, I didn't sleep well because I'm already freaked out enough by like ghosts and aliens and other paranormal things that I'm not, that I'm either sure or unsure of existence. And, but like the next day we told like the people, and they're like, you know, like the only like logical explanation they could come up with is maybe like a large truck had ridden by and
shook the house
just enough to make that thing fall off.
Right.
But I don't know, dude, that was a pretty hefty, like mirror. I don't know how that would have made it fall.
Right.
But anyway,
and they got glass all on the floor too then. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was cleaning that up, you know, but now they have somewhat of a ghost story they can tell, like, a ghost may or may not have knocked this mirror off the wall.
There we go.
I don't know. Just, it's kind of a random story.
Yeah, the place it's a park, but on the park, there's a huge mansion. And they do have weddings there. And funny enough, when I was assisting with David, they had a wedding there. So I got to see the inside and how they set it up. But I was like, we're not paying for that. It's totally free. If we just show up to the park and we use the garden next to it, and they have like stone pillars, looks beautiful. So that's where we did the wedding super quick, and then Yeah, we got some good drone footage. I got a good shot of us like dancing on the the front lawn. So it's like huge lawn with like the mansion back there. So I gave my drone to Dave and gave him a quick crash course, like this is how you fly the drone or whatever. And I got us like dancing around in a circle as like the drone's like flying up or whatever.
Oh, that's sick.
So it's pretty neat. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I think I have the video. I have the video on YouTube. It should be, so I should be able to link it.
Yeah,
if you guys are curious. I don't think it's unlisted. If not, I can make it public again. I guess you could just search Russ Lyman wedding, something to come up. Nice. Yeah.
Well, sweet. You never know where Warp Pipe Wednesday will take us.
Talk about season of love.
Wedding Warp Pipe Wednesday. All that and more next.
If you guys don't know either, to try to get a zoom in, my wedding band. Here, I'll take it off so you can see it here. It is a, let's see if it will focus. It's a Super Mario.
That's nuts, dude.
You have the question mark block and then it's like the bricks. So that's my wedding band.
Where did you find that?
She found it on Etsy.
That's sick.
Is there anything inscribed inside? I don't think we, no. On hers, I did inscribe player 2.
That's amazing. So I'll show you mine real quick. So this was actually just my dad's ring. Hang on, there we go.
Okay.
So it has like this, some kind of a little weird like design.
Oh, yeah.
On top.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about this ring is it was my dad passed away in 1995, but I never had to resize it or anything. And it just fit.
Nice.
So there we go.
Yeah. Kinda cool. Pretty excited. So yeah, those are fun wedding rings. We did have small touches of Mario stuff at our wedding. We did the centerpieces were the question mark blocks. She got like glass square blocks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To put fake flowers in, and then she made laminate paper of the question mark thing and put it on all the sides. So I have it in my game room as like a display piece.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was a good time. So hey, get out there and have some weddings. Go to weddings maybe. Because what do I have? We have a wedding that we're going to this year, and it is on our anniversary. Like,
oh, wow.
Our friends are getting married the same day, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, you chose that day. And that's, he's like, it was significant to us too. So September 23rd,
okay,
is the date. So I was like, well, hey, we don't have to go somewhere else out, we could just go to this wedding and we're celebrating there
you go.
Yeah, I guess that wraps it up.
Yeah,
it's a hot one. We gotta get cooled down anyways.
That's right.
If you guys do want to call into the show, leave us some messages. We got a phone number. It's 949-682-9277. You could also send a text to that, and I can read it if you don't feel like calling. But save it in your phone. Something sparks your call interest. You can give us a call.
Call and sing us a song. Do something.
Sing us a song. There is a 3-minute limit, which we found out from
sing us a quick song.
A quick song. Do a Blink song.
There you go.
New episodes every Saturday at 7 a.m. of the weekly Warp Pipe, or you could always come back Wednesdays for the shorter show.
Yeah. Next week, I'll be telling you about the Blink-182 concert.
Oh, that's right, because you're going to that. And Southeast Game Exchange. So we'll have a lot of stories next week.
Less wedding talk.
Yes. All right, guys. Hope you have a great weekend. As always, I'm Russ Lyman, and keep your world fun bit by bit.